Let's just finish up Mimareach and Mimareach, a couple of things we didn't get to yesterday, and then we'll move on to the Malach of Kosev and Mochek. So Shmir Shabbos makes the following observation in Perek Lamed Gimel Sif Yudalid, Perek Lamed Gimel Sif Yudalid, Ha'ara Ayin, that most types of medical creams or diaper creams or the like probably fall into the middle category of memareach, which would be aser midrabanan, the shemen of type category. And that would mean that you couldn't apply it or smear it in most situations where there'd be need to do it, either, again, unless it's a type of a choli, where doing a malacha derabanan would be mutar ayidei shein or ayidei yakum. But the Eitzah Yehutzah, Shmir Shabbos and other, the contemporary posts can point out, is that if you don't smear, but you just apply the cream to a bandage, and then you put the bandage over a wound or the diaper cream on the diaper, and then put the diaper on the baby, then the fact that it's going to spread on its own is only kol acher yad, and that would be permissible. So he quotes that B'shem Rishon Zamlin in the context of diaper cream, to put the diaper cream on a diaper if necessary, and then it'll spread on its own in a kalachiyad fashion as long as you're not directly doing an act of mimareach. So that halach l'maisa, if there's a need to apply diaper cream on Shabbos, that's the way to do it. You can't spread it. You can't dab it, but if you put it on the diaper and then put the diaper on the baby and mimela, it's this pashate, that would be okay. The Mordechai has a comment in Simen Shin Samach Beis, the Gemara that we saw on Ayin Hamud Beis in the context of Ma'abed slash Moleach that we discussed a couple times ago. So there the Gemara Machlokes Amarim as to whether Ein Ibud Ba'ochlin. And we noted that according to many Rishonim, even if Ein Ibud Ba'ochlin min HaTorah, but there's still Ibud Ba'ochlin midrabanan, that's the position of Tosfos against the Rambam. So the Mordechai writes on that Gemara, Simin Shin Samach Beis, quoting Rava, is Ein Ibud Ba'ochlin, Mikan Omer HaOlam Sha'osam Tartrash Shel Tapuchim Mutar Lachlikam. So whatever this apple dish is, you're allowed to spread these apples. The ein behemi shememachek she'ein ibud ba'ochlin. That just like ein ibud ba'ochlin, ein memachek ba'ochlin, presumably that all the avodas ha'or don't apply to ochlin according to this position. But then the Mordechai says, not necessarily the case. Just as we said, when it comes to ein ibud ba'ochlin and ein moleach ba'ochlin, that's only to derisa, but midrabanan, there's still an iser. Then maybe that's true by Mimareach as well. Maybe by Mimachek slash Mimareach, there's no Isser Daraisa Ba'ochlin, but there still would be an Isser Darabana. So this is what the Ramah is Machmer on the Chachila in Simen Shin Kaf Aleph if Yud Tes, the very end of Simen Shin Kaf Aleph. The Ramah writes, Mutr Lahachlika Ochel B'Shabbos Lo Have B'Zem Mishum Mimachek. That mikra din, there's no problem in smearing food on Shabbos, and that's not a mamachi consideration. Hovel ve'afshar lechol below that. Since you could eat it without the smearing, meaning the smearing doesn't really affect anything. Mikol mokom ha'machmir b'machal shel tapuchim v'chadome shedarka b'kach tavo l'abracha. That's the Mordechai, that if you are machmir, tavo alav. Bracha, that's Lashon of the Mordechai himself at the end. Says the Mishnah Brura, Pei Aleph, below Zed, that since you don't really need it, Hakein La Midik Avid, Ha'im Yev Shalacha below Zed, would be Aser, Magen Avram. The Yesh Ibid Ba'ochle Midrabana. V'adin the Yesh Ba'hem Mamachet Midrabanan, Ve'ef Shadafilo Sasuda Aser. But even in general, Hamachmir Tov LaBracha, Mareach Tapuchim Bivushalam Alalechem, Vuadin Shuman Vechema, Vivada Shari. To spread butter on a piece of bread or cooked apples on a piece of bread, that Vivada Shari. But why is that different? Why is that Bavad Shari? So the Shabbos home quotes from Reb Chaim Nozick, so the Shulchan, that explained the Chumrah of the Tavol HaBracha, the Mordechai, when it comes to Memareach Ba'ochlin, so that's only if you're Memareach in order to beautify for the appearance of the Ochel, the literal icing on the cake. If you're putting icing on the cake, not because that's how you eat the cake, but because you're beautifying the cake, so then, yesh makom lahachmir an yesh memachek ba'ochlin. But if you're doing it just because that's a normal way of eating it, you can't have peanut butter on your piece of bread unless you spread the peanut butter. You're not going to eat a chunk of peanut butter. You spread the tuna on the sandwich because you want to eat a tuna sandwich. So then, if that's the normal way of eating it, that then no one would be machmir, he says, on memachek ba'ochlin. Maybe that doesn't do anything for the, it's not for the to'elus of that which you are being memachek. That's simply the normal derech achila. If that's the normal derech achila, that wouldn't be a problem of memachek. So halacha lemaisa, I don't think anyone is machmir on spreading margarine or butter on a piece of bread or spreading tuna on a cracker. Something of that sort, even if in the icing of the cake kind of scenario, hamachmir tavo olav bracha. Okay, so with that, let's move on to kosev and mochek, which are the sugyas in Parak Habonah, beginning on daf kuf gimel. Just to note before we begin that the bulk of the sugyas here really revolve on what's considered to be kosev deraisa versus what's considered to be kosev derabanan, which obviously do have nafkamina in situations where we would be matar macha derabanan b'tzir for other factors, b'makom choli, etc., or let's say segregation of trade derabanan, things like that. But so we'll talk about a little bit of that, what's more lemaisa, but a lot of the alumnus behind kosev and to what extent kosev of Shabbos is parallel to kosev of Kol HaTorah Kula. To what extent are the parameters of kosev and Shabbos different than kosev in Hilchos Gittin or in Hilchos Stam? So that's important, but due to the time constraints that we have, we're probably not going to focus that much on some of those issues and just try to zero in and that which is more lemaisa, although we'll obviously make some references along the way to some of the sugyas here. Just if you look in Shulchan Aruch, there's very little, as Mishabura notes in Siman Shin Mem, there's very little in Shulchan Aruch proper on Kosev Mochei, because again, most of the sugyas here relate to the Raisa versus the Rabbana, not Aser versus Mutter, and Shulchan Aruch for the most part in Hilchos Shabbos focuses on Aser versus Mutter as opposed to the Raisa the Rabbana, as opposed to the Rambam, where the Raisa the Rabbana and the distinctions are much more prominent in his organization in Hilchos Shabbos. Okay. So the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. Kosev shtei osios bein bimino bein bismolo bein mishe mecha bein mishe shemos bein mishe samanis b'chol lashem chayev. So point number one, the Mishnah tells you that your chayev, whether you write with your right hand, whether you write with your left hand. The Gemara asks, Bishlam ayam in l'chayim mishim de derek siv b'kach. That's a normal mode of kosev. Ela smol amai ha'ei derek siv b'kach. So why should you be chayiv if you write b'smol? Amar b'yirmiya b'iter yad shanu. We're talking about a lefty in a chanami. A righty would be pata if he writes with the left hand. That's not derek siva. It's only a lefty who's chayiv if he writes with the left hand. So that's the case. V'tavi smol didei kimin dekuliyama. Yasmol l'chayiv amin l'chayiv. The Mishnah says l'chayiv bein bimin bein bismol. If you're talking about a lefty, so the lefty should be chayiv be small and be part to be min. That can't be what it's talking about. Alamir baye b'shol d'mishnei yad. We're talking about someone who's ambidextrous. The Rambam writes, Perek yidal falach yidalid. Hasholi d'mishnei yad of b'shavim. Pashim shan the Rambam. Hasholi b'shnei yad b'shavim means that he is totally ambidextrous. He has equal use of both the right hand and the left hand. But anything short of that, if he's 75% right-handed and 25% left-handed, meaning he still prefers his right hand over the left hand, that would still be a halachic righty for purposes of the halacha kosev, and it'd be pater b'smol. As opposed to the Ritva, Rav Vosner maybe isn't convinced of that ara, but or that diak, but that seems to be pashmash on the Rambam, b'shava. But that's as opposed to the Ritva, who writes over here that even if the person isn't equally ambidextrous, Rov Malachto is Biyamin, but sometimes he writes with his left hand. That's also enough to be Mechayiv him writing with his left hand, because that is, in the Lashon HaRitva, Orcha Chashiva, that's still considered to be the Derech as far as this person is concerned. As long as, under certain circumstances, sometimes he's comfortable writing with his left hand, and he does write with his left hand, that would still be a Malacha Daraisa. Okay. But then, the Gemara goes on. Before that, let's go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in the Hemshech, where we just left off, Am Reb Yossi, Lo Chivu Shtei Osios, Ela Mishum Roshe. We're only Mechayiv writing two letters because of Roshe, marking. Shekach Kosvin Al Karshe HaMishkan, Leida Ezo Ben Zugo, because that is how they wrote on the Krashim, to know which Keresh would have to be re-situated next to the adjoining Keresh. Says Rashi, Mishum Roshem, Simin Shayu Osim Bekarshi HaMishkan, Mimnei Shem Befarkin Oso, so they make Simanim on the Krashim because they would undo them, they would take them down. And when they put them back up again, they didn't want to change the order of the krashim. Even if you're not kosev, you didn't write two letters, you just engraved two marks. Sounds like even if they're not letters, but you engraved two marks as a simen, that also is chayiv. Okay, so we'll come back to that. So back to the Gemara. So Abaye says the Mishnah that says Yerchayev Bein Bimin Bein Bismol 99% of the time that's not true. The righty is only Chayev Bimin, not Bismol. So Abaye says we're talking about a lefty. We're talking about a Sholi B'Shayada rather. Someone who's ambidextrous who's Chayev Bein Bimin Bein Bismol. And Rav Yaakov Breid Debas Yaakov Amar. Rav Yaakov, the son of the daughter of Yaakov. So if you look at the Nemukia Griv, he tells you to look in Rashi, Erev and Dafe. Rashi says we refer to this Amora as Brei Debas Yaakov because his father wasn't a Hagun person and therefore isn't mentioned in the Gemara. So we, like a Mari Barachel type, Mari Barachel was a Rasa Shalom Kedusha, Lidas Kedusha. This guy was presumably had a Jewish father from birth, but he wasn't an Adam Hagun, so therefore we identify him as Brei Debas Yaakov. But either way, so this Rav Yaakov, Brei Debas Yaakov, apparently appears twice in Shas here and in Erevin Daf Pei. So he says, Amani Rav Yosihi, the Tano, the Reish of the Mishnah, that Yerchayi, Bein Bimim, Bein Mismol, that's Rav Yosi. The Amar, Lochiv, Ushtei Osios, Elimishim Roshem. Rav Yosi says, that there's a chiyuv not only, or not Mishim Kosev, but rather Mishim Roshem. When it comes to Roshem, there isn't necessarily a preference for your right hand over your left hand. Rashi, Hamani Yosi, the Labai Yksiva, Ela Roshem Ba'alma, Ubismolo Roshem Yahava. To be Roshem with your left hand, that doesn't take any extra talent over your right hand. People would be Roshem if just making a mark. You can make a mark equally in the right hand as with the left hand. So the halacha, the Orach HaShabbos points out that let's say you're stamping something. So if you have a stamp, he thinks that it would be a malacha d'oraisa to stamp with your left hand just as with your right hand, even for a righty, because there isn't necessarily a preference or a strong preference to stamp with the right hand. The righty will write with his right hand as a strong matter of preference, wouldn't necessarily stamp with his right hand as a strong matter of preference. Or I think Rabbi Willa quoted from from the Sefer Nishma Shabbos, which I didn't see inside, by Rabbi Harfinus from Brooklyn. So along the same lines, he writes apparently that if you typing, I think he was writing about a typewriter, but a computer. So you type with 10 fingers, so you type with your left hand as well as you type with your right hand. To the extent, we'll talk about this, but to the extent that there may be a chiyuv on typing, if there is such a chiyuv, so then, meaning if that would be a malacha d'oraisa, it would be a malacha d'oraisa with your left hand as much as with your right hand. Okay, so that's the Gemara's two terutzim over here. According to Abaye, the Okimta of Chayiv Ismol is by Shalom Ishtayadov. Machlokas Rambam Ritva, ostensibly whether Shalom Ishtayadov is Shaveh or Shalom Ishtayadov, even if you use your left hand less frequently, but you use it comfortably. And according to the second day in the Gemara of Rabbi Yaakov, Rei Debas Yaakov, or Mokim, that din of Bein Bimin, Bein Bismol, as Rabbi Yossi, we're talking about Achim Mishum Roshem, not Mishum Kosev. When it comes to Roshem, there's no preference per se for a right hand over a left hand. Okay. Now, what is the gather of Roshem as opposed to Kosev over here? The Rambam writes, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Zayin, the last halacha in the Perek. Now, the Rambam has the halachas of Kosev in Perek Yud Aleph, beginning with halacha Tes through the end of the Perek. So the Rambam writes, Halacha Yud Zayin, Roshem told us Kosefu. Roshe making an engraving, a mark, even without a letter, is a Talada of Kosev. Ketzad, Haroshem Rishamim Vitsuros Bekosel. If you make a mark a picture Bekosel, Uba Sheshar Bechayose Behen. What does Besheshar mean? Anyone know?
Safaria says gate.
Where did that word come from? Making a tour on a gate?
Yeah, they have.
Okay. I'm not sure that word comes from. So if you're Roshem, Rishamim, or Suras, but also Basheshar, Erasha, Tayarin, Roshmim, as the drawers are Roshem, Hareza Chayim Mishim Kosev. That's a Tolada of Kosev. Okay. Says the Magen Mishnah, Mishnah Babona, Amr Yosi Lochivish Deyosi as Elim Mishim Roshem, Shekain Kosin Al Karshim Mishkan Le Deyza Ben Zuga. Pirish Rebeinu Pirish HaMishnah, Shadas Reb Yosi Hi, Shah Roshem Hu Abif Ne Atzma. So he quotes the Rambam Pesach Mishnayos that according to Reb Yose, Roshem is an independent Av. Uksivas shtei osios bilvad kumishum Roshem lefi shakacha yu osim mishka. So if you write two letters that don't make a word, that's not chayim in the Torah mishum kosev. It is chayim mishum Roshem because that's what they did in the Mishkan. They write Aleph in one karesh and Bez in another Karesh, or Bez and Aleph Bez would be a word, or Bez in one Karesh, Gimel another Karesh, which is not a word, but that was the Mishkan model. So it's an Ab if Ne'atma according to Reb Yossi. The Ein Alacha Kamoso, Ella told us HaKosefu. And we don't pass like Reb Yossi, Rather, it's a tolada. So that's a machlokas in the Mishnah when Rabbi Yossi says, Lo chibush de osias ala mishim roshem. Means according to Rabbi Yossi, if you write two letters that are not a word, that's not a melacha deraisa of kosi, but it is a melacha deraisa of roshem. We don't, it is an av of roshem. Now we don't pass that it's an av, but we do paska that it is a tolada. What exactly does the Rambam write in the Perush HaMishnayos that the Magen Mishnah is referencing? So the Rambam there has as follows. Let's try to share a screen. Rabbi Yossi Omer Shakosiv Shay Osios Eino Chai Mishim Kosev El Mishim Roshem Viroshem Etzlo Me Avos Malachos Kaven Shahaya B'Mishkan Lefisha Karshia Mishkan Ayu Esrim Pas Safon Esrim Pas Dorum Mishmoni Pas Marv etc. Vito Elas Hayoso Mishim Kosev O Mishim Roshem. What difference does it make if they're both avos according to Rabbi Yossi? What difference does it make if it's roshem or kosev? Sha'omer mishim kosev yischayiv ashtei osos im kosev ezadavar b'shabes b'shogeg because of os shtei osos behelam echad eino chayiv ela chatas achas afisha kamalach achas l'mishomer mishim roshem. Let's say you wrote a word of two letters, and then you wrote two letters next to each other on the krushim. So if that's all part of the same av malach of kosev, you'd be chayiv once, belama achas. And if kosev and roshem are two separate avos, then you'd be chayiv twice. So on the Frankel Mefteach, they have Marach of Marmakomos. If that's the case, according to Rabbi Yossi, that they're really two separate ovos of Roshem and Kosev, then that gives you an extra Av Malach of the list of 39. So maybe that has to do with our addition of Mesartate instead of Moleach, as we discussed. But be that as it may, so the Rambam Shem Shnai says that according to Rabbi Yossi, these are two independent avos, and the Magen Mishnah says lalacha for the Rambam. That's not the case. We paskin that roshem is a tolada. The way the Avnei Nezer says pshat in Perush HaMishnayos, Avnei Nezer in Simin Kuf Tzadi Tes Os Aleph. That according to Rabbi Yossi, if you wrote two letters, this is what we said before, but just Avnei Nezer spells it out. If you write two letters that are a word, then you'd be chayiv mishum kosev. If you write two letters that are not a word, then you'd be chayiv mishum roshem. So roshem doesn't mean that it has to be that you engrave it in a way that's not, or you make a mark that couldn't be considered to be kosev, as you can make the mark the same way you'd make a letter. The difference is that that's called roshem if it's two letters that aren't, that don't form an independent word together. Okay. The Merkabah Samishna, we'll see the Be'er Lacha in a few moments, but the Merkabah Samishna is bothered by the Magen Mishnah's read of the Rambam. And the Merkabah Samishna Mishnah has a different shot. Merkabah Samishna Mishnah writes, I am Magen Mishnah, the end of Rav Nechonim. De Roshem Hanizka V'divrei Reb Yossi, Haino Osa Simanios Shavim, Shehizka Rebbeinu Halacha Hei. The Rambam writes in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud, HaKosev Os Kfula Pamayim V'hu Shem Echad Kamo Dad Tat Gag Rar Shash Sas Kach Is Chayiv. Bakose b'chol ksav b'chol oshon chayev afilu mishnei simanios. That if you write b'chol ksav b'chol oshon, even two different styles, then you're chayev. So that's talking about writing two letters that don't independently form a word. So that can't be what the Rambam is talking about here in Roshem. I mean, according to the Magen Mishnah, the way we explained the Avnei Nezer expanded on, according to the Magen Mishnah, you're Chai Mishim Roshem anytime you write two letters that are not intelligible as a word. It says the Merkavas HaMishnah, that doesn't seem correct because that's a different halacha Rambam. That's halacha Yud, that if you write two letters, Tat, Shash, Sas, and that's considered part of Kosef. Here we're talking about something that an artist makes, kind of a shape, kind of a representation. That if you make a picture, a representation, a drawing, a mark, ala kosel, that's a tolad of kosef. As we noted earlier, the Rambam in every malacha attempts to have some kind of a tolada. So absent any explicit tolada in the Gemara, the Rambam assumed or constructed that Roshem makes sense, that it's a tolada of kosev. According to Rabbi Yossi, Roshem is an av, and lalacha Roshem is a tolada. But Roshe means making a mark that's not a letter. And that's where you're chayim mishum Roshe. So that is what the Merkabas HaMishnah thinks shot in Roshim is for the Rambam. Nothing to do with letters, but it's making a depiction, making a picture, making some kind of mark. And that would be a talada for Rabbi Yossi, that would be an av. And lalacha, that would be a tolada. So this is part of what the Mishnah Berurah struggles with in understanding this Magen Mishnah. If you take a look at the Beir Halacha Simen Shin Mem Seif Hey. Shin Mem Seif Hey. In the Mishnah Berurah Dibur Maskil Mutter, so in the middle of that Dibur Maskil, he has a Haggah. And he writes, Agav Echtov, Davar Pelash, Rav Magen Mishnah, Perakid Aleph, who we just saw, quoting from or his understanding of the Rambam, V'lo Yadati Be'yuro. He doesn't understand the Magen Mishnah. The lo kosev shtei osios who kosev mamish velo talada. According to the Magen Mishnah, it comes out if you write two letters that aren't intelligible as a word, that's a talada. What do you mean that's a talada? That's an av. Because the Isa Mishnah ayin gimel. The im lomer the kavanasa le'inyin reshima the shritos ba'alma do talada the kosev. And if he means to say no, it's only if you're scratching it as opposed to writing it, meaning you're not using ink, but you're scratching it on a surface, and that's where it's a talada. But it's still a tolada. The Rambam sham lo mayri b'inyan svitas klal, el the inyan im sivas shtei osios chiyuv mishum kosev o mishum roshem. That's not the context of the Rambam. Umad yisa sham gemara the Rabbi Yossi im sari be svitas chayiv v'meilin afkul anzeh. Came this field later of Yossi, the Shte Osios in Enem Bechlal, Ksiva Dai, Rachmishim Roshiv Chaim, M. Kena field base feet is Gakim Bechlalze. The Mela Ram, the Pasik Beferish Amisha, Dana Lacha Kerb Yossi, Ala de base Osios Kiv Misham Kosev, Ala Nishim Rayler Shimadu Bechlam Lacha. So if we're not passing like Kerb Yossi, so how do you know Bechlal that Rishima is a Malacha de Raisa? When it came to the Krashim, they were Kosev Osios. The gam called divrei magen mishnah shevi divrei biyosi mekor divrei ramam the po lapella the high roshim shezachar ramen yinacherhu the lo mesayim case that a roshim is shamim the lo zachar klal meinyan rishima sritos mashu this relates that ein ena b'chlal kosu klal the pasuk the kosu b'small pater. That if you write two letters that are unintelligible together, maybe that should be pater, even according to the Rambam. And then the Rosh that we're talking about, the Berlacha doesn't quote the Merkabas HaMishnah here, but then it's more likely along the lines of the Merkabas HaMishnah that we're not talking about letters, we're talking about Siurim. And that's where Roshim is the Tolada of Kosef. Okay. The Mishnah also told us here that the chiv of kosev is b'chol lashon. Says Rashi, b'chol lashon shall kol ksavin the gufan shall kol uma v'uma. If any language, any script of any language would be a malacha deraisa of kosef. So there's a famous or zeruah that we'll see in a moment is reflected in the Ramah. The Gemara in Gittin, Daf Chas Amud Beis, has a din of kosin lav ono fil b'shabbos, that if you are in a position to acquire real estate in Eretz Yisrael and acquire it from Nachum in Eretz Yisrael, then you're allowed to have a deed written up even on Shabbos, al yidei amira l'nachri. So Tosfos there writes, Gittin Chas Amud Beis, Dibur Maskil Afal Gav, and this is how Rav Yishanim understand, that even though in general we don't assume like the position of the Bala Iter that we're matir Amir Lenachri on a Malacha Daraisa, even B'mako Mitzvah, but Mishum Yishav Eretz Yisrael, which is a Mitzvah Gedola, so they're a matir Amir Lenachri even B'malacha Daraisa. So normally speaking, even B'mako Mitzvah, we wouldn't allow Amir Lenachri on a Daraisa. But here we allow the Nachri to write up the deed, to write up the document of sale, even though that's a Malacha Daraisa of Kosev, Mishum, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Right? So that's what Tosfos writes. That's how Rav Yishanim understand that we're Matir Dafka in that situation because of the Mitzvah Gedolah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, a Malacha Daraisa of Amira Lenachri. However, the Or Zeruah in Chele Bei Simen Ayin Vav, Chele Bei Simen Ayin Vav understood that we're talking about an ofen of kosev, which is only a malacha derabana. So he writes, according to Ravia, of course, Rashi first, what we just said on the Mishnah, kol ksav v'gufa shekol umu v'uma, Rabbeinu Yoel, Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi, Mibon Perish Sheksav Komrim O Shark Savim Levad Meashuris Viavanis. So the language written by the Komrim, Latin, or other languages, aside from Ksav Ashuris and Greek, Im Kosva Yisrael Bishabis Pater Min HaTorah. If a Jew writes in a foreign language on Shabbos, that's not a Malacha Deraisa, the Ein Aksiva, the Ein Achashuva Malacha. What's his raya? The Garcina Bishalmi, Mahu B'chol Lashon. Are you allowed to write? What's the status of writing B'chol Lashon? Aleph Alpha, Besa Beta. So it says the Isser of Kosev, the Isser, the Rise of Kosev is if you write an Aleph or you write an Alpha, you write a Beis or you write a Beta. Ulash and Yavanis. Mashma O Begufan Shalanu O Begufo Yavanis. Either in Hebrew script or in Greek script. But that's the extent of the Melacha Deraisa. Any other language he understands in Yerushalmi would not be Melacha Deraisa. That's John the Gemara in Gittin, that you can have a Nachri write up a Shtar Mechira on Shabbos. The Gazal Gufim Shalahem, Adu Gufim Didan, Shasir, Abu Gufa Shalanu, Zev Shvus Shesh Bemaisa, Daraisa. According to the Or Zarua, the whole Hetzer, the Gemara there in Gittin, Kosel Lavona, Filba Shabbos, is only talking about Ksav Nachrim, which is only Malacha de Rabbanan to begin with. So that's the Shvus, B'Makom Mitzvah, Shvus, the Shvus, B'Makom Yishev Eretz Yisrael. You'd have a Nachri right in Ksav Nachri. You could write have a Nachri right a Latin document, Mishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael.
And so he says, is Rabiel saying that he rejects the notion of the Shvus B'Makom Mitzvah in general, and it's only okay by Yishuv, for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael?
No, I think he's saying this fits into the general parameters of Shvus, the Shvus B'Makom Mitzvah. So this is an example of Shvus Shvus B'Makom Mitzvah. So this makes an appearance in the Ramah in Simen Shin Vav Sif Yud Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Mutar Lignos Bayis Beretz Yisrael Min Eina Yehudim B'Shabbos. So you're allowed to buy a house from a Nachri on Shabbos. V'choseim Umala Barkos. And you can sign the deed and have it entered in the secular court system. Hagash Shalahem, B'Ksav Shalahem. Ramah says, we're talking about if you're writing in a foreign language. De'eno aser rak mi derabanan, u'mishum yishev eretz Yisrael, lo gazru. Says the Mishnah Brura in Sifkat and Mem Zayin, Eino aser rasalom raksiva zuim derabanan shvus the shvus ayde akum, and that's where they're matter mishum yishuv eretz Yisrael. Ayin beralacha she bearnu didas or zeru das chidahi the ein lo shemakam b'shas v'chal apaskim chalk about that. This fear lahu the apik sav shalemu isem deraisa. The whole lashon chayiv kedisa mishnah pashim shal the mishnah. If that's not true, and we're matter here because the mitzvah rabba of yishuv eretz Yisrael, even a deraisa. Aye, what about the Yerushalmi that the U.S. real quotes is a raya for his position? So says the beralacha. He doesn't think that's how you read the Yerushalmi. It's about halfway through Dibur Maskel B'Ksav Shalem, less than halfway. Ra'isi Bor Zerui quotes this Yerushalmi. Umidinaka Yerushalmi Afilu Aleph Alpha Beis Beis Amash B'Davka K'Kasvi B'Ksav Shalana B'Ksav Yivanis B'Nad B'Ksav Acher. Says the Beralacha B'Emes Perusha Yerushalmi Tumua Ma'od Echa Da Tanab Mishnah B'Chol Lashon. So, okay, even if that's the line of Yerushalmi, what about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says Chol Lashon. V'eich yifarish l'ad Yerushalmi da kavano Ashuris HaYivanis. Chol Lashon means either Ashuris or Greek. V'o l'fi perusha ma wafilu elef de ka'amar ha'Yerushalmi. Right, the Lashon of Yerushalmi is Afilu Aleph Alpha. So why does it say Afilu Aleph? Hayalalomar Alpha Beta Gamla. Not Afilu Aleph Alpha. It's only Aleph Alpha. You should say you're only Chaya for an Aleph or for an Alpha Beta Gamma. the ode, the Lefi Perusha Rishami Solosis Asmotoka de Dibor. According to the Zerua, Stearman Ave, the Isa Shamba Mishnah, Hakosif Shay Osios, Bemishim Echa Bemishay Shemos, Bemishay Simanios, Bechaloshin Eschayev, and Amr Yosi Lochi Vishay Osios Elamishim Roshem. And then the Rishami says, Man Tana Simanios, who's the Tana of the Mishnah that says the Yerchai for Shtei Simanios? That's Reb Yossi. He explains, Yerushalmi understands that Simanios is Milashon Simen, that Yerchai for two Simanim, that's what Reb Yossi says, Yerchai Mishum Roshem. And then it says, Ma'o B'chol Lashon Afil Aleph Alpha. Ima Perish Gedvarav, and Kena Mishnah Sosis Atmo. The Reish of Yishtei Simanios is Reb Yossi. And then B'chol Lashon is Ashiris Yivanis. That's not Reb Yossi. Because according to Reb Yossi, you have to be chai b'chol lashon. Because if you're chai for roshim, according to Reb Yossi, you're chai for making a mark, then writing a Latin letter is no worse than making a mark. So then that doesn't flow. Ve'ech nober de b'tchil amai l'Reb Yossi, b'sof l'Reb Yossi, b'emsa, it's not a leave to Reb Yossi. Which are Gemara here for different reasons that you can't say. Ubifrat Amisha Sasara says Atma Kamashikasavnu. The ode, why should Hilchos Shabbos be different than Hilchos Gittin or other Shtaros, where other Lashonos are considered Ksiva? Okay. Ella, what's Shan the Rishalmi? Venir Ali, the Kavanas Rishalmi who? Dimitrila Ka Amar Mishte Simani Osmani Yosihi. And then it says, Ma b'chalashon, meaning what's the chiddush of b'chalashon? Kevin dafilu roshem amachayev. If you're chayev even for roshem, so what's the chiddush in telling me you're chayev b'chalashon? It's lo garer from roshem. L'kaka amar afilu aleph alpha, retzalomar. Dimitchila yakosev aleph beis. V'hosif aleph b'chal teva v'nasa alpha beta. No, the chiddush is, you already had aleph. Now you add an aleph after the word aleph, an aleph after the word aleph, aleph lamed pei, you add an aleph. You have beis yitzaf and you add an aleph. Havamina, does that gara de loa haniba safa so klum? Kamashulan de chayiv, dixibu b'chol lashon, lefia lashon yavani, aleph laf teva klau, so you mashim it to alpha. Meaning you would have thought that if you have the word aleph in Hebrew, aleph lamed pei, and then you add the letter aleph to that, so you're not adding anything to the word, so maybe that shouldn't be a malacha d'oraisa, kamash b'lam, because that has a mashmos in a foreign language, because now you're making that into the Greek word alpha, so that is still a chiv d'oraisa. He said, that pshat in Yerushalmi, not like the Orzer rule. So the Mishnah Berurah says that even though the Ramah does quote these Or Zarua in his understanding of the kula of purchasing land in Eretz and Shabbos and having a Nachri draw up the deed, but you shouldn't be someich on this kula where it's, you shouldn't be someich on this kula in any context to assume that. When it comes to Yishev, when it comes to that case of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, so anyway, according to Rav Yishonim, the din is true for another reason, that even if some Halacha D'oraisa was still matur in this case for Mitzvah Rabbah. But to be Mekel like that or Zerua in any other situation, to assume that Ksiva, Bechol, Mishar Lashonos is only the Rabbah, and that the Mishnah Berurah says, you shouldn't do. The Avnei Nezer has the following chiddush here in Simon Reish that he raises the following question. That assuming like the Rav Yishonim, like the Rambam, that B'chol Lasha means any language, that you're chayiv if you write if you write in any language, there's still melacha d'oraisa of kosev. So he asks a question like this: why is it if you write two letters that are not intelligible as a word together? So why isn't that a melacha d'oraisa? Maybe that's a word that exists in another language. Maybe it should always be choshesh that an unintelligible two-letter word in Hebrew may be a properly transliterated word in a foreign language. So maybe it should be choshesh that any unintelligible word is still a word in another language that should create a chiyuv d'oraisa. So he thinks that maybe in order to have a chiyuv d'oraisa for kosev, you have to be aware, you have to know the meaning that it's a word. I mean, just like in Hilchos Megillah, you're only yotze, you can read le'loaz in belaz, but a lo'azi can only be yotze Megillah belaz if he understands that laz, right? You can only lay Megillah for Frenchman if he understands French. So maybe the same is true when it comes to Hilchos Kosev Shabbos. You can only be chayev min haTorah for kosev if the word that you're writing is intelligible to you. But even if theoretically there is such a word in another language, but you're not aware of it, maybe that wouldn't be a melacha d'oraisa of kosev. Okay. The biggest subtopic within kosev with the most potential halacha l'maisa ramification is the status of Eina Miskayim. So we discussed Barichas previously, Eina Miskayim in the context of kosher matir, kasher shel kayama, kasher she'eina shel kayama, and Eina shel kayama klal. We discussed whether in Tofer there's also a notion of Eina shel kayama klal. We discussed that a little bit in Savei also. So that's a big topic in Kosev. What's the status of Eina Miskayim? Eina Miskayim, we'll see, definitely a Malacha Derabana, but is there an Eina Miskayim klal that would be a heter gomer? So the Mishnah tells us on Daf Kuf Dalet Amid Beis, Kasa b'mashkin b'mei peros b'avak drachim b'avak hasofrim b'chol darvish einam eskayim patris. If you write with fruit juice, with dust from the ground, from sofrim dust, or anything that's einam eskayim, is patr. It's a malacha derabanan, it's still asr mederabanan, but it's no malacha deraisa if it's ksav she'eino miskayim. So first, what's considered to be miskayim or eina miskayim in the context of Hilchos Shabbos? What is the gather of miskayim? So again, we discussed previously in the context of kesher shel kayama, what's considered to be shel kayama. And I think we had noted this beralacha previously, but let's just take a look at it again because now we're in the context of kosev. You take a look at the beralacha in Simen Shin Gimel Sifkatan Samich Ches. The Sharetzian. Sharetzian, Simen Shin Gimel, Sifkatan Samiches. So the context here is Bona. The Sharetzian writes that just as there's a requirement of Miskayim, Malachta Miskayemes by Bona, that's true by Kosev. So he writes, so it has to be that you're writing a tzav that's miskayim, and it has to be written on a material that's going to be miskayim. Operation parakabon isasham mishnah kol osa malachim malachta miskayim es b'shabes miskayiv mash melachor dafila miskayim es rakol yom shabes lachod. Right, so we discussed this last time or previously. The simple reading of the Mishnah is that the standard of Kiyam isn't going to last till the end of Shabbos. Kemashon the Yisdaiti Barambam Paraktes Halacha Yugimel Ayin Sham Heitev, where the Rambam writes in the context of Tzaveya that Kol She'ei Malachtam Miskayemes B'Shabbos Pater. So Mishabura thinks simple understanding of that line in the Rambam is that it has to last just for that Shabbos, and that's the standard of Kiyam. Valkeinu Nitzvichim Lomer, the Mashia Mishnah Poteres b'ksav sheinu shel kayama. You go to mashkin meper. So an armish and kavdala says that you're putter if you're writing with fruit juice. Hayne mishim sheinu miskayim klal afilo yom Shabbos. That's because it's not going to last till the end of Shabbos. Achein barash yishamisa b'mishnah the high b'Shabbos osam malacha kai. Malacha miskayim es b'Shabbos doesn't mean the malacha is miskayim for all of Shabbos. It means that the person doing the malacha is doing it on Shabbos. MK mashma minay. So if the definition of Kiyim isn't until the end of Shabbos, so then the default should be that it has to be Miskayim forever. And then in our Siman Shin Mem, Siftala Dibra Maskal B'Mashkin, the Berlacha, Berlacha Shin Mem Siftala Dibra Maskal B'Mashkin. There, the Mishabura quotes possibly a middle position. So, according to Rashi, Mashmos is the definition of Kiyum of Shabbos. According to Rashi, the definition is Olam. According to the Rami, he thinks the definition is Shabbos. And then the middle opinion, the Rashba and Kufta Svava Mebeis, Rashba Kufta Svava Mebeis, Dibra Maskal, Had Arminan. There he says, maybe the definition of Mekayim, Shel Kayama, is Mekayim Iksas, Acha Darkon Shel B'nei Adab, Lichto Behem Dvarim She'enem Asuyin Lekayim An La'olam, Elaz Man Echad. So it's things that don't have to last forever, but you need it at least for a certain amount of time. Kisifrei HaZichronos V'chayotzei Behem, like Sifrei HaZichronos. Or Chashabin says Sifrei HaZichronos probably means like the ledger of a merchant or of a storekeeper who needs to keep record of whoever has credit. So he doesn't need that forever. He needs that for a few days, for a few weeks. And maybe that's the definition of Shel Kayama in the context of Kosif. That's a potentially middle definition, not Shabbos, not forever, but somewhere in the middle. And the Bishlam Zaman discusses this Rashba a little bit more barichas in Mincha Shlomo Chelek Aleph Simin Sadi Aleph. Mincha Shlomo Chelek Aleph Simin Sadi Aleph. And he notes there the context of the tshuva written to Dayan Weiss, is situations where a doctor has to have something written on Shabbos. So what's the best way or what are potential avenues of affecting Sivan Shabbos? Obviously, it would be better to knock something down to a Derabbanan. But he has a point over there that it sounds like, I'm not exactly sure what Dayan Weiss had said that he was responding to, but it sounds like Shlomo Zalman is addressing the possibility that if you work with the Rashba's definition, that Shel Kayam is defined as lasting for a few days when you need it, but not forever, but still lasting more than Shabbos. So if a doctor would need to write something down on Shabbos, but he doesn't need that particular ledger long-term, he can then copy that information somewhere else. So it sounds like Shlomo Zalman is addressing a suggestion. Maybe that's not considered Shel Kayama according to the Rashba's definition, because you're not going to keep that ledger for that long. you're going to copy it somewhere else. So Rosh Hashanah says that doesn't help because fundamentally you're writing on something that is shel kayama. You may choose to copy the information somewhere else, but fundamentally that which you're writing on is shel kayama. So I'm not exactly sure what Rosh Hashanah was addressing there, but it sounds like something along those lines. And maybe you would have thought that if you don't intend to keep this piece of paper that long, maybe that's not shel kayama. Rosh Hashanah says that shouldn't be the case. Minchas Chinuch has a similar comment in Os Yud Gimel that if you write something on a paper from an Ir Nidachas, so it's Kasuse Mithas Shire, but he doesn't think that should be relevant for the Malach of Kosef. So it's true that tomorrow they're going to burn down the entire Ir Nidachas, but fundamentally the paper is Omi Liskayim. The fact that it's going to be burned, that's a side matter. But that's not megareya from the quality of the ksiva. At the time that you write, you're writing in an ofen that's shel kayama on a davar shel kayama. They'll burn it tomorrow because it's an ir nidachas, but that doesn't take away from the shel kayama nature. So even if your intention is to do something to destroy the paper tomorrow, but fundamentally it is asui lekiyam, then that doesn't make it eino shel kayama. Okay, that's as far as how you would define shel kayama for the purpose of the Melacha Daraisa. So Rav Avadya thinks that the Mahal HaMechuvah is like Rashi, that Miskayim should be defined as La'olam, because he says Rashi thinks that's clear. The Rambam, he thinks, could go either way. So he's more noted to the Rashi approach that Miskayim is defined as La'olam. But that's as far as what's considered shel kayama. In the other direction, so if it's shel kayama, that's a malacha deraisa. If it's eina miskayim, that's a malacha derabbanan. So what's considered eina miskayim? And is there a lower level than eina miskayim? Is there something that's a kind of eina miskayim klal, which would even be mutter lechachila without an issa derabbanan at all? So back to our Mishnah on Kufdalet Amud Beis, Rashi writes, b'mashkin, Kamo meitutim shemashkirim. What's an example of mashkin, which is eino shel kayama, writing with berry juice that blackens? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sharet Sion, Simen Shin Mem Sif Katan Kav Zayin. Kafches. He quotes Rashi, Mashma, Dibimaya ba'alma lo chashiv ksav, klalafim li derabanan. So Rashi gives you a dafka example. It's fruit juice or berry juice that's going to blacken it. But Rashi doesn't tell you any liquid. So there's some liquids where it'll be mutter even mi derabanan. If you write with water, that's a super enum iskayim. So that's not entirely true with every water, because he does note, if you look in Rashi on the Gemara has a meitarya, which is potentially a melacha deraisa. I mean, if you write again with meitarya, that's kosher. Rashi says meitarya yesh amrim in privi yesh amrim megashamim. So according to one day in Rashi, if you write with megashamim, that is considered a good ksav. And maybe that's even shel kayama. So I don't know what the quality of megashamim is that would make that more shel kayama than regular water. But be that as it may, Sharitzian says fundamentally, regular water, according to Rashi's mashma, would be heter gomer. That's not even bechlal eino miskayim. Then he writes, "B'deveris Yisrael reisi shakasa debimayin nam miyaser, v'lo yadati minayin lo. The kedivrei Rashi pirshu gam arav aran." So where did Tiferes Yisrael get that from? That even water would be aser mi derabbanan. So the Mishnah Berurah didn't have our printed Ritvan Shabbos, but in our printed Ritvan Shabbos, the Ritva is beferish that everything would be bechlal the malacha derabbanan. So the first the Ran that the Mishnah Berurah is referring to. So in the Sheet of the Ran, The Shita L'Ran here, Dibra Maskel, Kasa B'Mashkin, excuse me, quotes in the Ra'ah, Dafka Hani, the Afal Gav, the A Miskaimin, Mikom Makam Rishuma Nikar, U'Miskaimin Ksas. So the types of liquids that if you write with them, it's a Malacha the Rabbanon, that's something which leaves a mark, and is Miskaim Ksas, Kigon Me Peros, So the things listed in the Mishnah, those have something of a rishum that they leave. Aval b'mayim the alma, oh afra hamidulda mistabra demutya lechachila, regular water or mixed up dirt or dust in such a way that it's not going to be miskayim klal. That would be mutter l'chachila. That's what the Mishnah Berurah thinks is true l'alacha. However, the Ritva here also, Dibra Maskel v'hadit tanan, he quotes this ra'ah, and then he says, mistabra l'chachila b'chol davar hu asar, not only meitutim, v'nakar hani l'ashmi'ina and dafila b'hani pater. The chiddush of the list of the Mishnah is that you might have thought that's a malacha deraisa. You might have thought that if it's moderately miskayim, maybe that's malacha deraisa. So the Mishnah tells you, no, that's only derabanan. But in a chanami, even if it's ena miskayim on a lower level, even if it's ena miskayim, let's call it klal, like mayim, that would still be aser midrabanan. So the Mishnah Berurah pointed out the Deacon Rashi that ena miskayim klal is going to be heter gamur. That's the Ra'ah quoted by the Ran. The Ritva also quotes the Ra'ah. But he says, Mistabra, that you should be machmir, that even what we'll call for now, Eina Miskayim Klau, would still be Aser Midrabanan. Now, as we'll see, there may be different gradations of what's considered to be Eina Miskayim Klau, and it could be that in the extreme, there are situations that everyone would agree is Heter Gomer. But let's take a look at the Trumas HaDeshen, which is the source of the din in Shulchan Aruch Sif Dalet. Trumas HaDeshen, Simin Samech Gimel. Misha Tzarech Lirmos Be'etzba'o U'leholicho Ba'avir Ke'ein Ksivas Osios Shari L'mevet Hachi B'Shabbos Olav. Are you allowed to make a mark in the air? Like to move your finger in the air as if you are drawing a letter on Shabbos. Says the Trumas HaDeshen, Yeira Diyesh Tochiyach Deshari. Amnam, Elcha Meigdolim Amr Shekim Lirbosav Deaser. Lo Pir Shilo Tam. So someone said he has a Kabbalah that even that, even writing in the air, is Aser. Why should that be? V'yamar Hu Atam Le'isr Menei Shema'am In Is Yada Bekach. No, maybe there's a problem of ma'amin yadav. If you're training your hand to do something, that's a malacha. That could be a problem of Shabbos. That's a Gemara in Kuf Gimel of ma'amin yadav being mishum maka bepatish. So the question is whether that is true halacha and whether that extends beyond makah v'patish. The Trumas HaDeshen says, Amna, nir la viraya bipshitas, that is mutter to draw in the air, mehada or zarua, the shari afila l'chachila, the kasa v'zal, sarach lizar shelo yichtav adam shabbos b'mashkin al shulchan. You have to be careful not to write with fruit juice on a table. Gam shelo yistarted betzbo kama osios b'shabbos ba'afar nagov abemashkin. You shouldn't write in dirt or in liquid in juice. Hakaman dafka ba'afar nagov abemashkin shirishuma nikar l'fisha. That's only talking about that which is shirishuma nikar, like we saw from the ra'ah. Yegam the asul chachila. Aval ba'avir she'ein shirishuma nikar. But if you're going to draw and make a motion in the air, so there's no mark. Ein osach lizar, no problem. Dimlo kain. Mashkim vafilu nagov lamalei lemikar. If that's the case, then if that was aser, Why do you have to tell me dafka mashkin? Typically, Misha Mashikas Yado, Lefitzi or Osios. I will Elavi Rai, Masis Nagufe, Hakos and Mashkin, May Paris Babi Drachen Pater, Pater Velasser, Haba Avir, a Philip Isser Leka, the Pshita the Ishlinkos, the Lone Babrinami Yasser, Ashmina da Filu, Bahana Pater Mechat, the same logic we saw in the Ritva, Jumas Sedashin says as well. No, the fact that the Mishnah gives an example of fruit juice doesn't mean that that's the only case that's asim b'derban, and maybe there the chiddush is you might have thought that that's asim in the Torah, but the Truma Sedeshen's raya is that lemaisa he thinks you there's only an iser of darvish and miskayim if it's vishum and nekir, if there's some kind of a mark, but if you're just drawing making a motion in the air, that's going to be heter gomer. So, in the Jewish edition itself, you get the impression that we're equating Einam Iskayim Klal with writing in the air. Meaning, if you were to be Machmir like the Ritva on Einam Iskayim Klal, if you were to be Machmir with writing in water, so it sounds like by the same token, you should be Machmir not to draw pictures or draw letters in the air. You might have been mechalik, and maybe lalacha, we'll see there may be makam lechalik, that no, even if you would be machmir on drawing in water, to be drawing in water is more miskayim, at least there's a basis for an act of kosev. You're writing with the substance, even though it's not going to last more than a few seconds, as opposed to drawing something in the air with your finger where there's no kiyam at all, even for anything. Right, so you might have made that distinction. The Jewish edition, it sounds like not. It sounds like he's treating writing in the air as the same as writing with water. Maybe we'll come back to that. But La Lacha, the Mechaber quotes Jewish edition in Sif Dalid. Yesh li zayr shelo lichta betzbo b'mashkin ala shulchan o be'efer. So you shouldn't write with your finger b'mashkin ala shulchan or be'efer. Now that itself could be talking about that which is those categories of made peiros in the Mishnah, which is einam iskayim asid derabana. And the Rama adds that punchline of the Jumas Hadeshen that you could be roshein b'avir Kimin Osios. Does that mean that the Mechaber disagrees with that? Not necessarily. Right? There may be coming to fill in the picture, but not necessarily to be holy, to indicate that the Mechaber says otherwise. And the Mishnah Berurah at least assumes that the Mechaber is not telling you any more than the example of Einam Iskayim in the Mishnah. But if it's Einam Iskayim Klal, it would be Mutter. And he adds in Sivkat and Kaf, V'chein Asir Lirshom Kemin Osios Al Chalon Zechuchis B'mei Akor Shem Lach Kemin Akor. So you shouldn't write in the mist on a window. You shouldn't write a letter onto that. That's a baseline Einam Iskayim, but there is some. That's not Einam Iskayim Klal. And then in Sif Hei, we'll conclude with this for today. Mechaber writes, Mutter Lirshom Batziporen Ala Sefer. You can make a mark with your fingernail on a Sefer. Kamosha Rosh Min Lesimin. She'ein Davar Zah Miskayim. That's not considered something that is misguided. So it's interesting. So here, the Mechaber, this din in Sif Hei is based on the Torah. The Torah says it kind of midat d'nafshei, that to make a mark on a sefer with your fingernail, that's mutter, that's einam iskayim. But the Or Zeruah argues or Zeruah in Simin Ayin Gimel thinks that's Usser, just like Bimisartate Al Bisaro is Usser. He says, the person, Ma'ayin Halacha B'Shabbos, Uba Alibo Shub Chiddush Yitzarach Lishol, the person's learning on Shabbos, and he has a Chiddush that he needs to talk to someone about. He has a Shaila, and he's worried he's going to forget it. So he wants to make a mark with his fingernail in the place in the Sefer, so he'll remember to ask the Shaila after Shabbos. Aser Lirsham Mitziporin Al Gilyo Lezecher Shelo Yishkach Midi Shelo Yishkach. It's interesting that the Or Zeruah is machmir on being misartate with your tziporen, which the Torah considers to be darshenu miskayim, even though the Or Zeruah is matir the ksav shenu miskayim in the Trumas Hadeshin's case, which is siftalid, right? The Trumas Hadeshin quoted the Or Zeruah as being matir writing the ksav she'ena miskayim klal, but he's machmir on the din of rosh b'tziporin. So it sounds like rosh b'tziporin is miskayim b'miksas more than a mayim that's ena miskayim klal. And yet, the mechaber quotes both halacha, both siftal and sifhei. That he quotes this din from the Torah that being Rosh HaBitziporin is considered to be Eina Miskayim Klal. Just a hara. Okay, let's stop here for today. Next time we'll talk about Halacha L'maisa applications of Eina Miskayim Klal as far as writing with invisible ink, as far as photography, as far as video cameras and computers. Then we'll talk about opening books that have writing on the edge. Let's see. So Wednesday, I think we'll learn regular time. Yeah. And then depending on where we get, maybe we'll see if we can fit in an extra shiur on Thursday this week. Okay. Very good.